You're listening to thefreaknetwork.com.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you gotta listen to Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
He's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
Hello and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is March 7th, 2008. Welcome to the Crash Cast. I am not on the handheld mic. I'm using the internal mic today because I'm too damn lazy to get all the cables and everything hooked up. Okay, so there you go. What does this do? Alright, that just... okay. I didn't know that did that. Okay. Well, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been on the Crash Cast here. And it's a Friday. It's nice and sunny and nice and cold. We had a little bit of snow last night. I'm not gonna... jeez, I don't know, man. You know, I had some things going on last week or so. I'm going to be pretty vague about it, but you know, one thing happened that Friday of last week, I went and talked to some people, and they were delighted with me. But you know, towards the end of this week, we couldn't make come to an agreement, let's just say that. So, you know, it's nice to know that you're valued, but, evidently, my dollar, my price tag was not, in their budget, let's just say that, okay? So, and, you know, I've got some other opportunities out there coming up. I have an opportunity out there that I visited with some other people about. I haven't heard back from them. Boy, would I be delighted if I had a phone call on my answering machine today. Probably not. Probably not. We'll see. Wow, here's a car that put her in the ditch, looks like, last night. It's off to the side of the road, but it looks like it's almost hanging into the roadway here. So yeah, last week was pretty gut-wrenching. Had to go to a funeral last week, early in the week, and that was, you know, looking back on it, pretty much surreal. Pretty surreal, kind of hard to believe that, you know, it happened, and, I guess, you know, that's kind of how, funerals go. So, yeah, I don't know. It's sad, but, you know, kind of expect that to happen, you know, about any day with the people. So, yeah, gut-wrenching week last week. Feeling a lot better today about it, about the decision I made, and going forward, life is as it is. So, we'll see, I guess, you know. We'll see. Wow. Boy. Somebody burning some biodiesel out here on the road? Boy, that smells awful. That's worse than the Sarpy County dump that I have to go past and smell every so often. Boy, what am I listening to as far as podcasts? Let's look. Yeah, battery's about dead. Now let's, right? Ready? And here we go. And 186 podcasts out there that I need to listen to. Yeah, I'm a little behind. I haven't been listening as much. You know, I don't know what it is. If it, seems to be a little more, I don't know. And if I had the time, I would listen to it more, but I've been kind of busy. You know. Downloaded his whole darn library out there and listened to a few of them. What can I say? When I get home, my iTunes will probably be horked. My iTunes hasn't puked on me lately, but I don't know. It may have to do with me pulling the plug before things are completely synced. Or, you know, completely ejected. I don't know. We're rolling along here about 66, 67 miles. Oh, yeah, last week. Oh, gosh. 100, 200, 300 miles that were put on the vintage Acura Legend last week that weren't work-related, so... probably closer to 400, yeah. 50-50, that's 200. And then, yeah, 400 miles. 400 miles. On the vintage Acura. God. 57-205. I did get, I don't know if I mentioned it. So stupid of me. I took my car in to get an oil change, of all places, Walmart. I cringe and my butthole puckers when I let anyone from the smiley face, happy face, star Walmart touch my vehicle. I got an oil change, which I guess, you know, well, you can screw that up pretty good. Like, not put oil in the car. Don't put the plug in the bottom. Don't tighten the filter. Pretty critical, but, yeah, I've actually been doing a pretty good job of that. I also asked them to repair a couple of tires, and I thought I said driver's side, left side. Well, they repaired the right side, so, it was a week ago, I got the left side fixed, the tire that I had the problem with that I wanted fixed, so, $30 to get one stinking tire fixed, so, it's fish fry season. I'm not sure where we're at in the Lenten holiday season here. the Lenten season exactly. We did go to a fish fry the first week. Is this the fourth or fifth week of Lent? I'm not for sure. I'm going to see if I can get the fam to go out to a fish fry tonight. I'm kind of leaning towards, there's a Croatian club of some sort that does a fish fry on Friday nights. Looking at doing that. And, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see how things go. I don't know, maybe the wife and kid will be crabby and pissy. Maybe they'll be in a good mood. I don't know. I'm in a good mood. I got my decision made. And, so, yeah, not what I wanted, but, you know, sometimes you can't get what you ask for, so you just have to deal with what you have. Did the Rolling Stones have a song like that? Get what you need. Oh, oh. Twitter, I am a Twitter lurker now, I believe. I still check out Twitter from time to time. I don't know what's wrong with my eyes, but I cannot freaking read a computer monitor anymore. I think I'm going blind. I've been a Twitter lurker. I've following Leo Laporte. I actually sent him a tweet, twit, whatever. I've actually been thinking about creating my own Twitter. I don't know what I'd call it. It's so stupid. You know what? Twitter is so simple. I tell you what, it is so simple. Why is it so damn popular? I don't know, man. I just don't know. Yes, you know what I'm saying. If I created the Freak Network tweet, twit, Twitter, the Freak Network, and then have it post automatically to Twitter, wouldn't that be cool? Nah. What you could do is have an aggregate or whatever that pulls the RSS from Freak Network people and then displays, you know, kind of a Twitter community just of the Freak Network people. That would work. That would work. Oh, for those of you keeping track, I just crossed the Platte River Bridge about 2 minutes ago, and just going to exit the construction zone here very shortly. I'm backing off on the speed, trying to save some gas. You know, the 200-mile trip, the 100 one way, 100 the other way, on the way back, I seem to get a lot better gas mileage. I'm not sure why. It's in the Platte Valley, and maybe it's because it's flatter. Maybe I don't have as many hills. Maybe I go a little slower. I don't, you know, I was going, 65 most of the way. I don't know. Maybe it's the hills. $4.40 for those of you keeping track of time. boy to a hockey game. Hello, Creek Carrier. Good old Schaefer truck passing by me here. You know, I've been listening to Trucker Two Time, and you know, it's been pretty interesting. You know, it's a pretty raw cast. And he's a trucker, man. He's got places to go, and you know, he kicks on the recorder whenever he finds a moment to do so, and he talks about it. He's that Crete hauler is got a Walmart trailer on the back of it. Anyway, he's switching jobs, switching carriers, I guess, trucking companies here. He's not talking about who he's going to yet. The last cast that I've been listening to, he's got some audio on there of him in a bus terminal trying to figure out where the hell his bus is and where his bags are, and some sort of mix-up. And, you know, I imagine buses like trains, when there's a delay, it's not a matter of minutes or half hours, it's several hours. And it sounded like there was a pretty good delay. I think he was down in Florida, and I'm not sure exactly where he lives. I'm thinking Mid-Eastern somewhere in the United States. Truck is loud, man. 53-footer. Feet of truck. 100 pounds in the tires, folks. That's what they call for. Caution, this vehicle makes wide turns. So, yeah, I've been listening to Trucker Two Time. Who else do I have on here? You know, what I do is I listen to, something, what the hell, let's go to the podcast directory here. This is my podcast review, daily source quota I have on the top of the list there. I haven't really, you know, I really like the No Agenda with, Dvorak and Curry. Curry's such a cheese ball, and Dvorak's, aggravated. Listened to a little bit of I Love Lard, Buzz Out Loud. That is probably my number one cast that I really enjoy listening to because it's current and you know, it's the type of news I like to listen to. Jan Polet and the whatever it is, the Hit Test. Cranky Geeks, I gotta sit down and watch that. YouTube, best of YouTube, every once in a while you see something there. Gosh, Keith and the Girl, I am probably way behind. 683, I go back to 667, there's some in there that I've listened to. Oh gosh, 500 by Midnight. 154 I haven't listened to. I've listened to parts of the two on each side of that. Net at Night, I'm listening to that again. Norm Augustinus. Security Now, I'm listening to that now. Tech 5, I enjoy Tech 5 a lot. Very similar to the Buzz Out Loud, but a little shorter version. Techno Priest. The Diner, oh my gosh, there's a new diner out there. The Freak Network. Got a lot of stuff in the Freak Network I haven't listened to. You know, I pretty much want to listen to Pizza Babe and Madge. Visitronics, I really should get back onto the Overnight Scape. What the hell? Wood Whisperer, I got 6 episodes I gotta watch out there sometime. The Overnight Scape. Old Farmer's Almanac, that is a good one. It's about a minute, 2 minutes, and, it's, just a little blurb about the day, you know? And, that's pretty cool. If I had a radio show or something, I'd throw that in there. Cross 435, I think I gotta go to 438, so we're about 3 miles to the Exit, and it's 4:44 for those of you keeping track of the time. What a week, what a week. I'd been sick, gastroenteritis thing for a week, and then, you know, I got this cold like a week later, and, you know, my cough is gone, almost gone, but, you know, talk about a cough, and then I have to cough. A lot less chunks of stuff coming up from that cough. Feeling it a lot better. 3-4 weeks ago, I pulled a muscle in my back, and that's still bothering me. I wonder if I didn't tear the muscle back there. You know, it's about a 2-3 inch strip that's goes all the way to the from the middle of my back to the side. That it hurts. It hurts when I get up in the morning. And maybe I should sleep with a towel in the small of my back. That may help, but meh. I don't know. It's been getting better. Last week, I think I, you know, worked it a little bit. And 4:47 on your drive home. It's, I think it's getting better. I don't know. Some days it hurts. Some days it doesn't. My car, oh my God, with all the traveling, I've got more pop bottles in here than you can shake a stick at. It's crazy insane. All the Diet Pepsi caps I need to harvest and put in for my free MP3s. Hopefully they don't pull an iTunes. You know, iTunes a few years ago, you could put in some caps and get... could win a free, I don't know how the hell that worked. Put it into iTunes, put in your Yahoo login, and it somehow gave you credits for songs, and then eventually those songs disappeared. I had so many free songs out there. Disappeared. I do have a balance out there from Christmas still, so that's good. I haven't bought anything. I should see if there's any cool new games out there, and then, you know, I bought Sonic the Hedgehog. What a pain in the ass game that is to play. I can't get past level 2 or 3 or whatever it is. I get crushed by the spiky things. Alright, we're at the exit here, 4:38 and some. It must be 4:39, maybe. Yeah, it's exit 4:39. That Walmart rig is ahead of me, a panel truck of some sort, and a Crown Vic or a Mercury or whatever is out ahead of me too, so it's kind of warm in here. Man, I really wish the weather would figure out what the hell it's going to do. I'm not looking forward to the daylight savings time next week. Or as they say, daylight saving time. Can somebody explain this to me? This is a new term for me. And maybe it's just from my backwoods hick background that we use the term a little bit differently. I always thought you wait in line, not wait online for something. Online, I think, is, you know, online, the internet, you know. But, come on, let me over. I've heard this term a lot. I don't. It's people from New York and New Jersey that use this term, and even Leo has used it. Leo Laporte, waiting online for his Apple iPhone or whatever. Whoa! Come on, get that damn truck over there. Jeez Louise. So, yeah, what's that all about? Online, waiting online for something, waiting. I was in the line. I was waiting online to get into the show. What is that all about? Can somebody please tell me? Oh, yeah. I've got a new K7 phone number out there. You can check out the webpage, wonderhit1.com, for that. Evidently, the first one I had, you know, I had that sucker for a long time, and then, you know, I didn't get any faxes from it anymore. And, I was getting junk faxes and things like that. And, evidently they closed me out on that one. Somebody else must have that. Alright, hold on here, folks. I gotta answer the phone. Alright, I'm back. I had to answer the phone there. And now I have the phone in my pocket and my recorder don't fit in there. And we'll put it on a cruise control. Let it figure out how fast we want to go. Alright. Phone's about dead. I need to get that baby charged up. I wish I would have bought two chargers for that phone. I have one at work because that's usually where I do my charging. And I wish I had one for at home. I do have an AC-DC adapter that I probably could configure to charge it, but meh. Oh, man. Well, there's another 24 ounces of aspartame down the old pie hole. Oh, man. Seventeen County, where the hell is that at? York, that's York. I should have known that. Stop here. Sorry, dude. I'm gonna have to stop here. Yeah, I told you I was gonna have to stop. Oh, man. So, the economy's tanking. Or correcting, whatever you want to say. I don't know where it was today, where it finished out. It was in the 12,000s, the low 12,000s. It wouldn't surprise me that it went below 12,000 today. I don't know what to say about that. You know, people are putting their money into something else. You know, I think there's going to be a... I think the market's going to be very interesting. You know, some of the first baby boomers are retiring now and drawing off of these investments that they have in the stock market and investments that are, you know, investments that invest in the stock market. It'll be very interesting to see what happens, if that actually stimulates the economy or, you know, hinders the economy. I don't know what it means. Hey, if people aren't putting their money in stocks, they're putting it somewhere else. Is it bonds? Is it our banks? Are they loaning this money out somehow? Is it in tied up in loans or something? Where is this money going? Is it going overseas? Is it China? I don't know. I'm not an economist, so... the little bit I know doesn't help me a hell of a lot on investments and things like that, but, yeah, what you gonna do? gosh, they got another construction project going on over here on 96th. It's just amazing how much construction's gone on around my neighborhood here. Hopefully the new retail will help on the property tax. And in Nebraska, we pay a lot in property taxes. I would be better off living in Iowa. Probably cut my property tax in half or better. But then I would be living in Iowa. And, I don't know if that's where I'd want to live. I really haven't found any place over there I'd like to live. Come on, Toyota. Boy, if I could have, half of my property tax back, I would be living high off the hog. Life would be good. Overtaxed. Overspent. This is Chris 200 signing off. Hopefully I will be back soon. But you never know. I could get busy. I could get involved in more negotiations of my future. And, this is Audio On Demand for March 7th, 2008. Good luck, good night, good grief. We're out of here. Talk to you guys later. Making the turn home. Bye.